Evening, y'all. Now it's time for you to sit back, chill out, and enjoy as KKFI 90.1 FM presents another episode of Kansas City's number one longest-running radio theater program, Shots in the Night.
Tonight, Shots in the Night takes on a wildly eclectic group of themes, including male vanity, kindergarten, a grandma with a serious sweet tooth, a Scottish pop-up restaurant, and the well-intentioned advice of sports fans. And we finish with a sci-fi think piece about an echo trial in strange circumstances. Something for everybody!
Male vanity leads to mishaps and misunderstandings at a high school reunion in Hair of the Dog by Michael Donnessy.
Sheesh, it's hot in here. Hey, Bart. Where's the can in this joint?
Outside and to the left, then down the hall, up the third flight of stairs you see on the left, then over...
Oh, dang cheap beer, I'll never make it. Where's the back door to the parking lot?
I hear you, bud. Follow me.
Oh, sweet relief. I should have worn a diaper.
At our 40th class reunion? Nah, those kick in at the 50th. Well, we better head back in and... Whoa, buddy?
Yeah, Bart?
As your friend, I gotta tell you...
Spit it out, Bart.
Your hair, the back, it's dripping or melting. It's all over your neck and on your collar.
Damn! Cheap spray-on crap. I knew I should have tested it. Got a handkerchief or...
What? Did we transport back to the 1940s? I don't carry a hanky, Chief.
Oh, jeez. What am I gonna do? I don't have a... Hey, are you wearing a t-shirt?
Why? Oh, okay, but you owe me. And my wife makes me wear them so I don't sweat through my dress shirts. Here, help me with my jacket. Hold on to my shirt, Al.
Sure thing. Bart, I promised to buy you a 3-pack of new tees and... Wow, you've got a 6-pack.
Pays to be fit, Al. Okay, turn around. Geez, this stuff really stained. Better slip your shirt off, too. Say, why are you spraying this glorified shoe polish on your head? Balding isn't the end of the world, Al. Though I know it hurts your ego, believe me.
I have a lumpy skull. Mr. Stevie, my stylist, he cut it all the way down to fuzz once. My wife Gwen took one look at me and burst into a conniption fit. Hysterical, I tell you. And our youngest, Biff, he called me Mr. Potato Head for weeks.
Al, I think I can help you.
What is this? An infomercial?
Bingo, little buddy. Take a gander up top.
Yikes, Bart. You? I had no idea. Your hair looks so real. Come to think of it, you didn't have this much hair in school, and it wasn't all reddish then. But hey, after 40 years, anything's possible.
Want to touch it?
Well, I wanted to in high school, but...
My hair, Al.
Oh, yes, of course, your hair. Say, that is downright luxurious. Bart? You must have paid a fortune.
Not at all. Al, I was like you, not winning at the thinning game. I tried all those sticky, messy, ooey-gooey, gunky, gimmicky snake oil remedies in my desperate efforts to avoid the embarrassment of losing my hair. I even considered going under the knife to have some quack sew in plugs on my scalp until my wife pointed out they end up looking like drought-stricken cornfields instead of hair. I was about to resign myself that it was just my cruel fate. But then, late one night, I heard a commercial for Pfaff's Hair of the Dog Renewal System.
Pfaff's? You mean the mortuary folks?
Same folks. But Al, Pfaff's does much more than just gussy up stiffs and cotton willow wood. Yes, sirree. Pfaff's has expanded their vision to include repurposed embalming supplies, satin shroud loungewear, bone china, and now, an innovative hair renewal system.
Renewal?
Yes. They call it Hair of the Dog. Pfaff's Hair of the Dog is a three-part patented technique blending advances in modern technology and cutting-edge scientific breakthroughs with the manes of domesticated animals, resulting in a crowning glory you'll want to show off in the ring. Al, Pfaff's partners with only the best local pet groomers and veterinary clinics, harvesting the best in-breed coats available at prices you can't afford to pass up.
How innovative, Bart. You know, I do admire my Schnauzer Fritz's thick tusks. And my wife, Gwen, she always says how she wishes her hair was half as soft as that of her late Bichon's, Miss Fifi.
Exactly. My old Chow Chow buddy, all that thick red hair, I always dreamed of a mullet like his. Now I have it!
You mean you're wearing Buddy?
Woof woof, Al! Pfaff specializes in memorializing our dear, recently departed pets. Miss Fifi may not romp playfully in the yard anymore, but when you deliver her to Pfaff's, Gwen will soon be sporting those luxurious Bichon tresses to that next chic cocktail party or class reunion.
What a tale! Where do I sign up?
Al! Al! What are you doing out... Why do you guys have your shirts off? Is there something I should know about, Al?
Gwen, let me explain. I was cleaning Al's neck and...
Mm-hmm. Is that the code for this type of...
Doggone it, Gwen. Don't get your dander up. Dander! Get it, Bart? Dander!
Huh? All right. Exactly what are you two fruit tarts talking about?
Gwen, let me explain it to you. And to all you listeners out there. Folks, there's no need to suffer the indignities of hair loss a moment longer. Go to PfaffFamilyHairOfTheDog.com and read the many satisfied customer testimonials and loving pet tributes now. Pfaff's caring staff will deliver to you a comforting and repurposed pet that will last into eternity. And Pfaff's guarantees that just like Fido used to stretch out in the yard to bask in the warm summer sun, soon you too will bask under the glory of a fetchingly full head of flea-free hair faster than you can say roll over. Don't make it rough on yourselves another day. Visit PfaffFamilyHairOfTheDog.com. Do it now!
Spend a few minutes in a restaurant where they serve Scottish cuisine. That's an oxymoron, right? It is at McDougal's Pop-Up Restaurant by Roseanne Devine.
And our special today is head cheese with a side of haggis.
I don't care for head cheese. What else have you got?
Okay, I'll tell you again. Lorne sausage, blood sausage, roll mops, Cullen skink, Stovis, Skirly, Crowdy, and Crapid Head. Our special today is head cheese with haggis. So, what'll you have?
What's Crapid Head?
Boiled fish head stuffed with oats, suet, and liver. Comes with a side of haggis.
I'll have a house salad with ranch dressing.
Comes with a side of haggis.
You can leave off the haggis. Just the salad, please.
You'll have the haggis and you'll like it.
But... Okay. I'll have the haggis. Please don't hit me with that.
Hit you? Hit you? I'm not going to hit you, dearie. I'm preparing head cheese for your hubby.
But I don't like head cheese.
You'll like it or lump it.
Now, Fiona, don't rile the customers.
Well, I'm just doing what you do, Grandma.
Don't call me that in front of the you-know-who.
Okay, I'm just doing what you do, Greer.
Know your place. You're the nice one, I'm the feisty one. People expect it of old folks. When you young people do it, you just sound rude.
Oh. Welcome to McDougal's pop-up restaurant. Sit yourselves down. Hank, how's the construction coming on the building across the street? Will you be on the job much longer?
A couple of weeks, then we start looking for work again.
Yeah, life is sweet when you're working.
Well, I'm sure you'll both find something soon. You know the routine. The menu's up there on the chalkboard. Look it over and I'll be back.
Head cheese coming up.
Here you go. Head cheese with a side of haggis. Eat up or you won't get your deep-fried Mars bar for dessert.
But I didn't order head cheese. I didn't order anything.
All right, boys. What'll it be today?
Head cheese looks good.
Sorry, fella. We're all out of head cheese. That guy took the last bit.
Hey, buddy, you can have mine.
I told ya, eat your head cheese or there'll be no dessert.
I wonder if dessert comes with a side of haggis.
I heard that. Of course it does. This is a Scottish restaurant. Everything comes with haggis.
Well, little lady, what do you suggest for me and Bud here?
I'd start with a nice bowl of Cullen skink, followed by crappet head and finish up with a plate of crowdie.
Ah, crappet head. Boiled fish head stuffed with oats, suet, and liver. My grandfather ate that all the time.
Comes with a side of haggis.
All right, bring it on.
You're gonna eat that?
Sure, we're tough guys. I'd add some scurly, but it sounds kind of girly.
Scurly?
Oatmeal fried with onions.
Oh, check, please.
Here you go.
That should do it. Keep the change.
Thanks. Come back soon.
When hell freezes over.
Well, we won't be seeing the likes of them again. Picky eaters. Bland eaters.
Some folks just ain't adventurous when it comes to food.
You two had a bit of fun with them, didn't you?
Well, that guy was kind of whiny. He needed a kick in the pants.
So we shook him up a bit. Hank, that scurly-gurly line was good.
I've got your regular order ready. Burger and fries to go, with a side of haggis.
Thanks, Greer. We can always count on you for a good meal. See ya.
Well, Grandma, that went well. We sold out of most everything this week.
Yes, time to close this pop-up restaurant.
It's been fun. Don't know how people can eat that stuff. So, what's our next pop-up?
Well, I can get a really good deal on a shipment of goat meat. How's your Pakistani accent?
In Kindergarten by Katie Hogan, two friends meet for coffee and discover that not all kindergarten classes are equal.
Hi, Beth. So sorry I'm late.
Oh, hi, Alice. Don't give it a second thought. I just got here myself.
I've been running around like a crazy person all week.
Here, I saved you a seat. Your tea smells delicious. Is that their new hibiscus lavender soothing organic green tea blend infused with lemongrass, rose hips, and a hint of honey? I've heard great things about its calming effects.
Yes, it is. I'm trying to unwind and center myself more. I get stressed out so easily these days. I think I need to slow down and work on appreciating the simpler things. like just being here right now and making time to catch up with old friends.
That's so good to hear, Alice. We can all use a little more relaxation in our lives.
That's partly why I chose this place. I just love the ambiance. All the colorful artwork and inspirational posters on the walls really gives off a warm and uplifting vibe. Oh, like that poster over there. All I really need to know, I learned in kindergarten. Classic.
Oh, yes. That is a good one. And so very true, too. I mean, how else would I know how to drive a stick?
What? You learned to drive in kindergarten? What kindergarten did you go to?
Oh, just the local public school in the neighborhood I grew up in. Nothing fancy. I have so many fond memories of those early days. Skipping rope, trading marbles, clapping erasers. And of course there was that spring when we all learned how to draft a will. None of us were allowed to graduate kindergarten without one. It was so cute. I remember I did mine in purple crayon. My teacher even made up a little song to go along with the activity. I'm just a will.
A will? Isn't that a little morbid for kindergarten? I mean, not to mention a little advanced.
Morbid? Well, maybe. But also a super useful skill to have in life. And there was that other unit on balancing ledgers and learning about deductibles. I remember my brother Andy really soaked up the lesson on Missouri State Tax Code. I still call him every April for advice.
Are you serious? Most of the kids in my kindergarten class struggled not to eat their boogers. And I didn't even get good at tying my shoes until the first grade.
Oh, Alice, don't get so defensive. It's not good for your stress levels. Besides, everyone learns at their own pace. I mean, I never got very good at changing a tire. That was the week I had chicken pox.
What? I guess I always thought the saying meant that making friends and learning how to share and stuff like that were the essential life lessons we all learned in kindergarten.
Well, of course. Those two. But really, what good is having friends if you don't know how to save them with a Heimlich and CPR? I'm still not sure if little Bobby Marshall counts as my first kiss.
Well, I don't know what to say. Sounds like you had a very rare and unusual kindergarten experience.
And my brother Andy. And his whole class. And my whole class.
Yes, fine. So you all got a huge head start on some really useful life skills in kindergarten. Good for you. I think I need a refill on my soothing hibiscus, lavender, organic lemon, no, rose, no, stress. My tea.
Oh, my. I can see I've upset you. Hey, we've been friends too long to let something like this mess that up. So maybe we don't know everything about each other's lives. That's not a bad thing. It's like what you were saying earlier about friendship being a lifelong lesson. We start early and never really stop, do we? Isn't that a nice thought?
Yeah. Yes. Wow. Thank you, Beth. I can't believe how worked up I was getting. I'm kind of embarrassed, actually. You're right. I'm glad you're my friend, and I'm glad you had such a happy and well-informed childhood. Let's get back to enjoying this lovely morning in this lovely little cafe with all its lovely inspirational art on the walls. Oh, there's another favorite of mine. Dance like nobody's watching, sing like
My heavens! Now that brings back some wonderful memories from when I used to teach ballet at the blind school. Ever wish the athletes would just listen to their fans? What happens when a team actually takes the fans' advice? Katie Hogan reveals the results in post-game.
Uh-huh. Greenberg down on the field bringing you tonight's post-game report. I'm speaking here with Antonio Vegas and hoping that he can shine some light on the miracle we just witnessed. I'm speaking, of course, of the astounding late-game turnaround of what was shaping up to be the most abysmal butt-whooping this team has seen since yesterday's game. So, Antonio, that was quite the 180 you guys pulled out there. Honestly, one of the greatest comebacks in baseball that I've ever seen. So tell me, what happened? Support from the dugout? Late game advice from the coaching staff? An act of God?
No, Joel. It was actually a guy out on section 117, row double R, seat 10. He's the one who really deserves a salvy splash.
A guy? You mean just some jerk out in the stands?
Yeah, you know, they train us to tune that stuff out, but really nothing has been working. And nothing has been working for weeks, so I thought, what the hell? That guy says his son's T-ball team could wipe the floor with us, so I thought maybe he's got something worthwhile to contribute. I mean, he clearly knows the stuff, being a coach himself and all. So I gave him a listen, and the jewel of wisdom he spat my way was a real game changer.
Well, what'd he say?
He said, hey, Bonehead, why don't you quit flipping sucking out there? And I was like, huh, yeah, that's it. Good plan, dude. Oh, and then there was that second voice.
You heard a second voice?
Yeah, only this one was farther away. Come to think of it, I think I only heard it inside my own head. It was more of a plea, or maybe a prayer. I think it was from some guy watching the game at a bar somewhere. The voice said, please, oh please, oh please, please don't lose another one. I have money on this game. Please don't flip and blow it again. And I was like, wow. Thanks, man. Thanks for believing in us enough this late in the season when we clearly don't have a shot in hell at making the playoffs to still put money on us. That really shows some heart. And then I thought, maybe we should return the favor and actually win for him. I mean, he did say please, like five times. Oh, and did I mention the guy with the shots?
Guy with the shots?
Yeah, there was some guy out there who ordered the same round of shots that he did the last time we were winning. I could just sense that he was doing it. And thank God he did. Those Cherry Crush left-handed slide bombers totally worked a couple weeks ago, and I just knew as soon as he ordered them that we were going to lock in a win today. Oh, and Linda. I gotta give a shout-out to Linda. She played a major role in today's remarkable victory. If she hadn't worn the same homemade bedazzled ladies' V-neck t-shirt with the matching papier-mâché baseball and bat earrings that she wore back when we were on that streak a couple of months ago, I don't think we would have had the strength we needed to dig down deep and pull this one out of the crapper. Yep, Joel. At the end of the day, it's the hecklers, the lame superstitions, and all the backseat coaches out there that make the real difference. The stupid amounts of time and energy those people spend on us is definitely not wasted. And as a player, I beg them to keep it up. They're the true hometown heroes.
Thanks, Antonio. Go hit the showers and get some of that Gatorade out of your hair. Well, you heard it here, folks. Our city needs you. So don't wash those socks and keep screaming at your TV because it looks like you're our only hope.
In Grandma Bellini and the Easter Eggs by Roseanne Devine, that feisty old Italian woman with a sweet tooth causes trouble again.
Hello, Guido Bellini speaking.
Mr. Bellini, this is Marion Delamayer, president of the Angus Street Foster Kids Foundation.
Mrs. Delamayer, I'm so happy to speak with you. Ever since my mother began volunteering with your organization, she's been a changed woman. There's a sparkle in her eyes, a lightness in her step, and she has sudden bursts of energy, followed by a keen desire to sleep.
Mr. Bellini, things have certainly been lively since your mother joined us. Her desire to organize has had an overwhelming effect on our staff and on our older kids whom we mentor. For example, she was very eager to fill the plastic eggs with candy for the Easter egg hunt.
I remember that. Last Saturday, she came home tottering like a drunk and very pleased with herself. Grandma Bellini has become quite the little saint.
Yes, She's a regular Mother Teresa. However, we've noticed some...
When I asked about her day, she grinned a beatific smile and scooted past me to the basement. She shouted up to me that she was hiding eggs in the park for the Easter egg hunt, and she wanted to wash the dirt off her clothes and face.
That was not dirt. It was chocolate. She was not hiding candy eggs. She was hunting candy eggs. And she was not drunk with pleasure. She was on a sugar high. Your mother opened the plastic eggs for the Easter egg hunt and ate all the chocolates.
Oh, Ma wouldn't do a thing like that.
Ma did do a thing like that. We found her sleeping it off in the Salmonella Brothers petting zoo under the Flopsy and Mopsy rabbit hutch, a Cadbury's clutched in one fist and a Stover's chocolate peanut butter bunny in the other. The ground was littered with marshmallow peeps.
I don't know what to say.
Just keep her away from our organization. We can't afford her help. Goodbye.
Bye. Ma, where are you?
Into the bathroom. I'm a-looking into the mirror. You know, this volunteer work has a-made of me look and a-feel younger. My face is a-broken out like a teenager.
Don't go away. We'll be right back with more Shots in the Night Radio Theater.
Welcome back to part two of Shots in the Night Radio Theater.
Here is a product to solve personal leakage problems and more in Blatty Pants by Michael Donnessy.
And now, from the people that brought you Dogos...
Hello, Flim Riddles here. What's the matter with your bladder? Feel like you're going to bust or splatter? Don't be a glum bunny. Don't be so blue. Now you can do your business anywhere you want to. Want to discover a secret that's sure to please? Now you can let it all go with confidence, with ease, with Blatty Pants. Blatty Pants aren't just another absorbent garment. You know, the kind that create lumpy, bumpy, and embarrassing bulges? Blatty pants actually slim you down, but don't slow you down. Blatty pants are made from machine-washable, space-aged rubber suits that scientists at Amalgamated Food and Rubber are delighted to introduce. Why, they've thought of everything! Just slide into your Blatty pants, practically guaranteed to fit you like a glove. Think California surfers riding crashing ocean waves in skin-tight wetsuits, and you get a good picture of their appearance, sport. And you wear them under your regular clothes. Nobody knows what is right under their nose.
But, Flim, won't I squeak or feel cold walking around in a rubber suit?
Heck no. I can't give away all their secrets. But Blatty Pants are lined with softer-than-marmot fabric, which wicks away your crashing waves and thunder.
But, Flim, what about smells?
Now, would I let you walk around odorific and less than terrific? Heck no. Blatty pants come with replaceable filters, and they come in a variety of fruit, fresh Danish, or processed meat scents, designed to enhance your natural pheromones. Told you they thought of everything.
But, Flim, where does my mess go?
Old Flim's got your answer. Right back at you.
But, Flim, you must be joking.
It's no joke. Can't get warm on those frosty Midwest days or those frigid prairie nights? Now you can. Soon you'll be thumbing your nose at the utility company as your body goo gives cold weather the shoe. You'll be walking, working, or whiling away the day while Blatty Pants keeps the frostbite away. Bloody pants recycle the natural heat created by your own expulsions, flushing it through microscopic tubing that circulates all that warm stuff throughout the suit. Can I hear a whoosh?
Wear the suit, don't pollute, coddle in your puddle, let her rip, enjoy the trip, bloody pants forever!
I'm Flim Riddle. Say, is it getting warm in here?
I'm going to order my bloody pants today.
Call 1-77-GO-GO-GO now. Amalgamated Food and Rubber retains exclusive rights to all Blighty Pant merchandise, likenesses, and ripoffs. Blighty Pant is a subsidy of Blighty World, Dogo's Donuts, Squeegee Me, and of course, everything else we see fit.
In Bizarre Tale by Scott Turner, a future world puts a man on trial for eco-unfriendly actions.
Greetings, dear listeners. Tonight, Bizarre Tales brings you a cautionary tale from a future that's not as distant as you might think. Consider a certain life-bearing planet that, within two generations of intense and consolidated global effort, was rescued from the ravages of climate destruction. The peoples of this planet took the drastic steps of curbing capitalism, eradicating greed and ambition, and abolishing all forms of social exclusivity, religion, cultural, and economic elitism, nationalism, and political parties. They sacrificed the celebration of both individual merit and competition in favor of universal community, simply to preserve their habitat. Sounds like an enormous ant colony, doesn't it? But on this particular planet, there are certain outlaws who seek out black market opportunity in illegal fossil fuels and toxic chemicals, often smuggled out of state-authorized secure storage facilities and sold to underworld investors impatient with the slow pace of developing cheaper, more efficient bioenergy sources. This is where the Eco-Criminal Tribunal comes in, prosecuting cases brought forth by Enviropol, the Environmental Defense Agency. Join us now for the closure of one such case.
All rise. The tribunal will now come to order.
Please be seated. Citizen Brute Gaseous, we are now in the evaluative overview stage of your trial. Before this tribunal makes its final decision, you, the defendant, are entitled to briefly outline your assessment of the case against you, discuss key points of your defense, and voice any grievances you may have with the manner in which these proceedings have been directed.
Yeah, I understand, great guidance.
You may commence.
If it pleases the tribunal, I'm pretty much copacetic with all your great guidance's conduct and everything. So I'd like to, you know, just go back over a few of those key points a little bit. First, the issue with the leaky storage cylinder.
Citizen Gaseous, I must correct you on your first issue. The storage cylinder was conclusively proven secure until breached after closing time, according to the official record log at the Areola State Obsolete and Illegal Chemical Security Facility. As you recall, the perforation near the casing ring of the storage cylinder matched with 99.6% accuracy the wedged end of the pry bar that Enviropol found at your land speeder repair station.
Well, with all due respect, great guidance, I feel that less than 100% accuracy sort of leaves some room for rational doubt, don't it?
Barely. Very well, Citizen Gaseous. Continue.
Thank you, great guidance. The second issue I'd like to... Hold on a mo. Trying to get this up on my screen here. Okay, there we go. I would like to bring up briefly the matter of my alleged pretending to be a scrub jockey.
Citizen Gaseous, are you referring to the impersonation of an authorized anti-contamination maintenance engineer Class A 263 offense?
Yeah, that's the baby. Great guidance. Now, I know the record says that I was caught on camera after hours impersonating here, but as I tried to say before, I was clearly out of there a full 25 minutes before that. You know, after I dropped off the chemical waste from my repair shop for proper and legal disposal. And, of course, I don't look anything like that scrub jock, authorized anti-maintenance fella.
Citizen Gaseous, as it was clearly presented, the evidence showed that you were detected by the facility's biorhythm sensory system. Your readings were relayed to the Interstate Citizenry Catalog and matched perfectly with your central data file. Surely this evidence has been entered into your file view device?
Hang on. Well, Klugulliger, I just can't seem to find it. If it pleases great guidance, I'd like the motion for a non-trial.
Citizen Gaseous.
After all, this critical evidence, if I understand correctly, is pretty much the, sine papis megalon of the tribunal's case against me. And if I don't have access to it, well...
Citizen Gaseous, we've logged into your file view device and located on page 17 the evidence in question. Do you see it now?
Oh yeah, there it is. My boogin.
You will also note, strictly for your edification, that visual replay shows you wearing what is believed to be a synthetic facial configurative unit used only by official intelligence agents for disguise purposes. It appears to be malfunctioning and sliding off your head.
I protest, great guidance. No masking device was found on my person or property, and it's pretty well known that the authorized maintenance fella had quite a tick around his left eye.
Citizen Gaseous, as you know, you were not charged with illegal possession of this masking device due to lack of evidence. However, since you've already been positively identified with 100% accuracy by your biorhythmic readings, the very evidence that you now see on your file view screen, your motion for non-trial is denied.
Fair enough, great guidance.
Have you anything else you wish to review, Citizen Gaseous?
Yeah, great guidance. I'd like to cite mitigating circumstances regarding the, the Class A057, Class A062, Class A119, A122, A123, and A136 offenses. No, wait, strike that.
Citizen Gaseous, I think you mean A059 rather than 057, and 063 in place of 062.
No, I think I mean 124 and 126 instead of 122 and 123 and 163 instead of...
We have all this information directly in front of us.
Citizen Gaseous, is there something you wish to discuss about the critical offenses of the smuggling and improper storage of prohibited hazardous materials, the willful contamination of an official industrial transport unit, the outstanding misuse of an Areola State janitorial maintenance service droid, the unauthorized and illegal possession of said prohibited hazardous materials, and the voluntary endangerment of a residential area?
Yeah.
I admonish you, Citizen Gaseous, be very brief and succinct.
Oh, sure thing, great guidance. I'll be brief. Thank you. I would like to address the manner which the possession offense was established in. Let's see. Now, Enviropol states that I, the defendant, to wit, did heretofore allegedly breach that cylinder full of the alleged illegal chemical.
Citizen Gaseous, your alleged illegal chemical has been identified as bicycloric hydroputinide, a highly toxic toprolium distillate, once used as a turbovac propellant for land speeders.
officially banned in the year 7251 of the Common Era.
Oh, yeah, gotcha. Thank you, great guidance. Enviropol further states, to wit, that I, the defendant, did heretofore siphon the aforementioned propellant from the alleged cylinder and allegedly loaded it into the allegedly empty decontaminant chamber rightwise located inside the alleged maintenance bucket. The tribunal continues to state, to wit, that I, the defendant, did heretofore...
You are not being brief and succinct, Citizen Gaseous.
Oh, brief and succinct. Beg your pardon, great guidance. I missed that part. About being succinct, I mean. I'll do that, I'm sure.
Please get to the point, Citizen Gaseous.
Sure thing, great guidance. Now, Enviropol stated that this propellant was then dispensed by the janitor droid into the facility's transfer apparatus, which the janitor droid then set on analysis cycle and channeled it to the facility's primary laboratory. Enviropol states, and I quote, this bicycloric hydroputinide was then collected into an empty diet bubble burp beverage keg, smuggled out of the laboratory, and was illegally transported through Lower Besnur Village. Our investigation traced it to the defendant's place of business, where it was unsafely stored behind an air modifier with a frayed power cable. Unquote. I humbly make to great guidance an assertion that the validity of this statement centers on what your definition of what the word was is.
What?
Well, I mean, if by was we're talking about a certain passing of whatever time it took to, you know, channel this stuff to the laboratory, and then smuggle it out of the facility and somehow transport it through Besnur Village and stash it at my station. Well, if I was, that is, using the past particle participant of the word in establishing a reliable time frame...
Citizen Gaseous, this tribunal's patience is at an end. We are not going to repeat your entire trial while you waste time trying to evade proper justice, as I suspect you would have us do.
Oh, I don't want to do that, Gray Guidance.
Silence!
Guidance Avarice, please. Citizen Brute Gaseous, you have been found guilty of all environmental endangerment offenses and security violations against you. Guidance have another?
You are hereby sentenced to Planet Scorchus of the Milky Way Galaxy, where you will spend no more than 30 years in Gut Whistle territory on Continent 1, attempting to cultivate 3 deciduous trees and a simple crop of Kulo sprouts, using only the local resources at your disposal. You will be provided a detailed manual on indigenous agriculture for your reference.
What, that toxic desert? Nobody can grow anything out there.
There was one man not long ago who accomplished the task in less than 17 years.
Yeah, but he died on board his flight home.
Guidance Avanap?
Citizen Gaseous, you indeed have that option. However, the IRC's case backlog numbers approximately 22673 times 10 to the 13th power. At the current service rate, you can expect your hearing sometime in the year 34089 of the Common Era.
Are you saying they wouldn't get to my case for another 27,000 years? I want to forward my case to the Interplanetary Review Commission.
26,832 years, actually. Yes, it is quite discouraging. This tribunal advises that you accept and serve your sentence while you are still relatively young. You are fortunate, Citizen Gaseous, in that the next prison shuttle leaves in only 7 hours and 53 minutes.
Oh, I can't make that, great guidance. I have to get certain business affairs in order, which will take at least 2 or 3 weeks.
Well, we certainly appreciate that, Citizen Gaseous. I wish to point out that the next shuttle doesn't depart for another 9 years, 8 months, 14 days, 18 hours, and 46 minutes. Correction, 45 minutes.
Ah, suffering pustules! How am I going to reserve placements so I can get back to work when I return? If I return.
With your permission, we can assign temporary authority status regarding your business affairs to a trusted associate of your own selection. Have you such a person in mind?
Yeah, go ahead and sign over to my cousin, Colon Gaseous.
Very well. The bailiff will escort you to the Department of Enterprise Administration to complete all the necessary documents.
The DEA? Greg, Galloping, gonads! How long will that take?
Not to worry, Citizen Gaseous. I'll personally fast-track your process, so there'll be plenty of time for you to pack all your necessities and blast off.
Have you any final questions or concerns before we adjourn?
Well, yeah. I guess it'll be kind of lonely out there. I'd like to request a carnal assistance droid. Extra plush, please.
Sorry, Citizen Gaseous, but certain cutbacks to our budget have forced us to curtail the issuance of carnal assistance droids. You'll simply have to make nice with the locals.
What, those ragged, leathery brush girls with the blisters and stringy hair? I wouldn't wimpify those chelicles with a stolen hebocker.
No need to be vulgar, Citizen Gaseous. You may have a change of heart after a few weeks of enduring the harsh, gut-whistle climate. If not, the males don't have any hair, stringy or otherwise.
I'd like to leave now, Great Guidance.
This tribunal is adjourned. Bailiff, please escort the defendant to the DEA and then help him prepare for departure.
Right this way, citizen.
Best of luck to you, Gaseous.
Well, thank goodness that's over.
Indeed. Guidance Averist, you lost your temper again. It appears to happen more frequently lately.
Yes, I'm afraid so. And I wish to apologize to you, Guidance Avanap, and you, Guidance Avanother. I have served the tribunal for many years now. I've heard hundreds of cases and have observed that, within the past few generations of our educational and behavioral modification and genetic editing, we cannot delete greed and stupidity from our species. I still encounter far too many insufferable queefs like Brute Gaseous, and the strain of it is hampering my performance. Because of this, and because the count in my respective demographic is too high anyway, I have submitted myself to the Population Control Directive.
Guidance Avarice, don't you feel at this point that PopCon is a bit drastic? You have 4 more years until your mandatory retirement age, and you still serve the tribunal quite satisfactorily.
Yes, Guidance Avarice. Perhaps it's a bit early to have yourself culled from our species. Your quality has not deteriorated so much that your wisdom and judgment do not conform to the tribunal standard with the fullest adequacy.
Guidance Avanap, Guidance Avanother, I am moved by your warm and thoughtful words of casual acceptance, but I've made my decision.
Whatever you think is best, Guidance Avarice.
Have you decided on a method of cancellation?
Purely an organic method, of course. I shall be slathered in wiki fruit syrup and flung into a pit of flesh-eating Haspel scarabs.
Excruciating, yet refreshingly exotic. Will you incorporate a dulling agent?
Not at all. I will have implanted in my brain an AV microspec device that will run a data stream of a once popular episodic serial recovered from what was left of Planet Scorch's digital memory banks. The surgeon I spoke with called it a reality show.
Yes, I've heard of those. Most effective. Your head should swim nicely throughout your gradual consumption.
Yes, reality shows. What kind of species could derive any fulfillment from viewing those?
The kind of species that would commit a global ecocide while glutting upon mindless consumerism and unbound self-indulgence.
The kind of species that would look at what was once a rich, bountiful paradise and call it Earth. Earth. Sounds like someone with a hair lip belched.
Yes. Not like our noble species. We named our planet something far more inspired and optimistic.
Fantasia.
Fantasia.
Well, that wraps up another hour of comedy, drama, and all points in between. Thanks for listening, and be sure to tune in again next month for Shots in the Night on Thursday, May 16th at 7 p.m. here on KKFI 90.1 FM, Kansas City Community Radio.
This show was partly underwritten by Barrel of the Bottoms, offering a professional space for radio, film, and comedy artists to hone their craft. Information is available at barrelofthebottoms.com.
Tonight's show featured the vocal talents of Michael Donnessy, Roseanne Devine, Mary Gerlt, Mary Wilkins, Bill Pierce, Dane Zeller, Katie Hogan, Scott Turner, Mark Nagy, Bob Baker, and Miranda Collette.